With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Limited access to therapists, cost, and stigma around mental health can make it difficult for rural Montanans to get the care they need. Now, Bozeman researchers are testing and adapting a new online program that's been shown to sidestep those barriers and reduce depression and anxiety for adults. Bill Bryan says people living in rural parts of the state face extra hurdles to getting mental health support compared to their urban counterparts. Bryan is the co-founder of the nonprofit organization One Montana, which seeks to bridge gaps between urban and rural Montana.
If you live in Circle, Montana, and you want to see a therapist and you have to go to Billings, that's a long drive, 4 hours or plus, and then you're supposed to go back in a month.
On top of paying for gas and perhaps taking unpaid time off from work is the cost of seeing a therapist, which is generally over $100 an hour without insurance coverage. Bryan says another issue more prevalent in rural parts of the state is the stigma around mental health and the lack of privacy in a small, tight-knit community.
If there was a therapist and I packed my pickup in front of his or her office, everyone knows that's my pickup.
Several years ago, Bryan started working with people at Montana State University to see if a new online program called Thrive could be adjusted for rural Montanans and improve access to mental health care. So far, the results have been encouraging, according to Mark Schur, an assistant professor of community health at MSU. Schur studied Thrive's effectiveness at reducing symptoms of depression and anxiety for nearly 350 adults across Montana. His results were published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research in November. Participants in the study reported significant reductions in symptoms of depression and moderately positive effects on anxiety after 8 weeks with the program. The study found users were also 45% less likely than the control group to experience increased suicidal thoughts.
Are the results just as good or better than somebody who would have access to a therapist?
We're not seeing any difference, so it doesn't seem to matter one way or another.
Some of the participants in the study said a lack of internet connectivity was an issue, but Schur says that will become less of a barrier as better satellite technology moves onto the market. Schur says Thrive shouldn't replace therapists, especially if someone is severely depressed and having suicidal thoughts. But he says it's effective at preventing something from turning into a crisis and helping people who don't have access to mental health services. So how does it work?
I gotta refresh my account.
Schur waits for a video to load on his office computer.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome to Thrive, a program designed to help you improve your emotional well-being. For all of us, life is a path of ups and downs.
Thrive starts with a series of questions.
First one is you get little interest or pleasure in doing things, feeling down, depressed, or hopeless, trouble falling or staying asleep.
With these, it says not at all, several days.
Right.
More than half the days, nearly every day. So as a severely depressed person, it's nearly every day.
Exactly. So your score.
Based on how you respond, the program gives you a score and walks you through a series of tailored videos. Some of them play out as testimonials from people going through something similar. They provide validation and certain therapeutic techniques to practice in real life. Unlike telehealth, there isn't a live person on the other end. It's all automated and algorithm-based. Schur and other people at MSU have been working to tailor the program, which was developed by a Seattle-based tech company, to feel more relatable to people living in Montana.
What we found when we first started this project is that a lot of the videos were just too urban, people that and settings that just didn't make sense for Montana in general. So we took the time and money to go ahead and replace a number of those example videos.
One of those new videos features Jason, a married 32-year-old veteran who raises cattle and pheasants and grows seed potatoes. The story is based on a real person's experience but has been tweaked to protect his privacy.
You hear about guys going through a crisis buying a new pickup truck. For me, I just ran out of energy. Everything felt like a chore, even the things I used to enjoy.
Further into the video, Jason talks about seeing a doctor because he thought there was something physically wrong with him. He says the doctor suggested doing a rewarding or enjoyable activity every day, even if he didn't feel like it. Jason started making time to fish and hunt again.
I only made it twice that first week, but it gradually became a habit, and it became a new way to tackle my days. My sleep improved, and I felt more energetic.
Schur says Thrive is based on an approach called cognitive behavior therapy.
Basically, it works on the central premise is that our feelings and our thoughts both affect our behaviors, and our behaviors in turn also affect how we feel.
The video about Jason highlights one of Thrive's focus areas, identifying and making time for activities that can boost a person's mood. Other focus areas in the program include tackling negative thinking patterns, constant thoughts like I'm worthless or I fail at everything, and building effective communication skills with friends, family, and colleagues. MSU's Mike Shore says this year his team will be looking at the long-term effects of Thrive and replicate the study with a larger sample of 1,000 adults. Researchers will also be developing a version of Thrive for youth in the state, with a pilot project expected to be ready for the fall. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.